As we heard yesterday from State Ethics Commission Executive Director Dan Gluck, the state's code of ethics could use a little clarity, and he's working toward that. As we'll hear in today's Reality Check, a Kauai gathering where top Hawaii companies wined and dined public officials shows why. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bethann.
So let's talk a little bit about this gathering, because this kind of wasn't very much in the public eye, clearly, but what it could do in terms of public policy might be quite important indeed.
Right. So this is the Hawaii Congress of Planning Officials. It's an informal group, and each year it rotates the responsibility for organizing these conferences from county to county. So this year, Kauai County hosted it. It was held last month at the Grand Hyatt there in Poipu. Some people may remember the news reports about Billy Kanoi and alcohol and a toast to Bernard Carvalho. That was the very same event. It was a hospitality suite gathering afterwards. But the Congress itself, the meeting got less attention, but in fact, maybe it deserves more attention because it raises, exactly as you talked about with Dan Gluck, the influence that comes from giving gifts to public officials and whether that really translates as buying influence.
I mean, implicit in that can be the idea that if you're there and enjoying yourself and having a good time, you're going to talk a little business, maybe some,
Sure.
What happens there? It's one of those fuzzy areas, though, and why yesterday, Dan Gluck was saying, if you have any concerns about this, if anything is sort of niggling in your gut about this, better to call and find out. But when you hear the tale from the other side, they don't think that they've done anything wrong.
No, the companies that we talked to, and by the way, they're major players, Alexander & Baldwin, Kamehameha Schools, D.R. Horton, you name it, any number of developers, resort owners, and by the way, their lobbyists and their attorneys and their executives also were in attendance. They were contributing money, the sponsorship, to help this conference offset expenses. And so the question is, well, sure, these groups do need to meet. The public officials need to mix with private sectors. But should you be doing it at a luxury hotel in which partying is going on? There were a number of social events, prize giveaways. They were even giving away a drawing for Apple watches and a two-night stay at a luxury hotel. Is that appropriate at a government-hosted function when these very same companies often have very serious business in front of these very same officials that are making decisions about land use and planning and zoning?
And having some of that kind of go under the guise of the fun of the event, this is going to be a tough one.
Yeah, it is. But as Dan Gluck actually told us when we interviewed him, if something feels wrong, it probably is wrong, and maybe you ought to reach out to the Ethics Commission, both at the state level and at the county level. The state and county ethics codes make pretty clear what the rules are on receiving gifts, but particularly if there's an appearance that you're trying to buy influence, if it somehow seems inappropriate. We also talked to Common Cause, who said much the same thing. If it doesn't look right, maybe it isn't right. Therefore, you really ought to know what the law says in order to adhere to it.
And clearly that was his position, too. One of the things he said yesterday is that we're so accustomed to this idea that, better to ask for forgiveness than permission. He said in this case, it would be far better to be asking for permission. And the real question is, though, do some of these companies feel that this is one of those things that could possibly be wrong or be interpreted as wrong? Because that's initially where that's going to sit.
Right. That's the question going forward. Technically, it appears on the surface to have been legal and followed the law. But if you look closer, it sure raises some eyebrows.
Yeah, the impropriety that may be implicit in some of this, although not explicit. Thanks so much. We'll talk in the morning.
Thanks, Bethann.
Chad Blair joins us every day with a reality check.